Each year, 280 children in Florida are born with Down syndrome, according to the Florida Department of Health. Those children's families often have to spend extra money for treatment. But as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, a facility just opened in Fort Myers that will provide extra treatment for free.
Gigi's Playhouse is a nonprofit that provides classes and activities for kids with Down syndrome and their families. It's free, funded by donations. During a recent open house, founder Nancy Gianni says the biggest rival children with Down syndrome face is intolerance, including extreme intolerance.
A learned intolerance that's brought on by designer babies in countries like Denmark, who have stated they want to eradicate Down syndrome. Simply not allow children with Down syndrome to be born.
Fort Myers Mayor Randy Henderson held a book called Up Syndrome. It's all about the attitude.
Every mayor wants this going on in their city. I say it everywhere I go. But let's cut this ribbon, and God bless you all for helping.
Nancy Gianni calls herself the Chief Believe Officer of Gigi's Playhouse. It's named for her daughter, Gigi Gianni. She says Down syndrome is a lifelong diagnosis.
These families deal with this every single day of their life. We just want to make life easier. We want to give the kids a step up. We want them to start school where their peers are. And we just want to help them every step of the way through this journey. And we're just here to show the world all of the potential they have and what they can do.
And Gigi, I guess, what do you think about Gigi's Playhouse and having a playhouse named after you?
I love to hold babies here a lot.
Yeah, she loves to hold the babies.
Yeah.
Are you proud of Gigi's?
Yeah.
Gigi says she wants to be a teacher. Nancy says when she first learned her daughter was going to have Down syndrome, she didn't know what to do.
Oh, gosh. What I was thinking is panic, fear. Mostly, you know, I knew I would be able to take care of her, but I was more afraid for my other kids and the life they were going to live because of this. You know, you wear Down syndrome on your face. I'm never going to forget being blindsided by that diagnosis and that fear.
And that's why Nancy says she decided to create Gigi's Playhouse initially in Chicago to provide support for families of kids with Down syndrome and a place where they could get extra attention for free. The Fort Myers location is the 33rd playhouse to open in the U.S.
Happy birthday, Gigi. Happy birthday to you.
The day of the ribbon cutting is also the day Gigi turns 14.
Say ba.
Ba.
Say thank you.
Summer Paneke is here with her 3-year-old son, Rocco. She says they live on the east coast of Florida, but this Gigi's Playhouse is closer to them than the one in Gainesville.
I have family over here, so anytime that I come visit, I will definitely be coming to the classes and the activities and the events that Gigi has. Absolutely.
Claudia Zeladon is here with her 2-year-old, Alejandra.
I feel wonderful because for the last 3 years I know about Gigi's in Chicago, and we never had anything in Florida, so we are so happy and blessed.
During the ribbon cutting, Olaf, a snowman from the 2013 Disney movie Frozen, makes an appearance, and the song Let It Go from the movie starts to play, and Gigi begins to sing along.
Oh no, now she's going to start singing.
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Gigi's Playhouse officially opened this weekend, allowing kids and their families to let go of whatever difficulty and intolerance they may face. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.